This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura's coming up. If you just joined us, you saw the new talking point. Trump's behind Al-Qaeda, ISIS, not Hillary, who helped run the whole thing. White men are causing giant crime waves in America, need to be dealt with, not radical Islamicists. That's Brzezinski on the Morning Hangman or the Morning Joe or whatever you call that show. And then I saw this last week because I saw an article about demonstrations in Austin for mock shootings. And I said, Jakari, are you going to go cover this? You usually cover the gun beat. And he goes, man, we just don't like how it's being put on, stuff like that. I don't want to go cover it. I said, yeah, you're right. Let's not cover it. You know, there's more gun stuff out there. The media is going to misconstrue this and spin it. And I started getting emails, hey, you need to cover this. And I went, whoa. I go, this is going to be a setup. We're going to get blamed for this. And I'm not worried about getting blamed. It's good. I mean, they already say that I'm putting wasps under their, you know, that there's aliens underneath the UN building. And here's the Daily Beast article. Joe Biggs walked in during that 70-second break. And I said, wait. Let me tell you, it'll say in the article that we ran it and that we had reporters there and that it's our event. And I opened it up, and sure enough, it says that. When we were there covering the dildos, not guns protest, which shows how crazy the left is. And this is how they work. Look, I've had people get behind me and scream, kill Michelle Malkin, and in 2 hours, it's all over national TV that I said, kill a woman. This is what they do. So that's why we have to be careful when we get pushed to go cover something that we understand it can be something to walk us into something. But viewers understand this, and people know it. And we're exposing these operations. But look at this. The Daily Beast, that's Newsweek's division. Conspiracy theorists terrorized our town. Oh, really? InfoWars, worst humans invade Texas to stage a mass shooting. We're the worst humans. We've been dehumanized. We're counter-protested, outnumbered 20 to 1. Oh, see, I didn't actually call for a demonstration that hundreds or thousands would have been at, like in San Antonio at the Alamo. See, that was something I was part of with the land commissioner. No. You just say, guys, will you bring me the Donald Trump pinata? Because that's a straw man, too. It'd be like if I beat up the pinata of Donald Trump. I didn't really beat up Donald Trump. So, see, this is the new CIA run. You notice last year they admitted they legalized lying, legalized CIA and other groups engaging in deception. This is the next phase where they'll just come out and say, Alex Jones says child molesters are good. Never said it. They'll just say, I said it. And or Alex Jones tried to terrorize the town because there was a mock mass shooting. We didn't do that. We weren't there. Leanne was there at the other protest. That's what we covered. But it doesn't matter. Because they can just beat up the straw man of Donald Trump or Alex Jones. Oh, my gosh. We just caught this Donald Trump trying to rob the office. Call the police. Oh, look, I can beat him up. Ha ha, what a wimp. Oh, I'm so tough. Ha ha, you see me just backslap Donald Trump? That's all they do. Straw man. Oh, Alex Jones had this big protest. Nobody showed up. They tried to terrorize Austin, but we stood up to him. Oh, what heroes you are. And again, we never even walked into your trap. But it doesn't matter. Your trap is good. Because now I can show people the bear trap and go, see, kids, see how it works. And I guess because I talk in a Texas accent, all you operatives and people that have come to town think I don't know everything you're doing. I mean, everything. And it's enjoyment. It gives me energy. It's fun. It's like a real-life video game. I mean, this is awesome. Yeah! Man, I'm getting attacked every millisecond. Whoa, we are over the target, baby. Thank you for the Christmas presents. And I had a meeting last week, and I said, this is going to be the attack profile. This is going to be the sucker job. Then they'll get the local activists upset that we won't come to any of their events. Then they'll turn them into wind-up toys against us. I mean, I got the whole thing down. And if I fall, I win. If I don't fall, I win. win-win. And it just goes into how horrible I am and how I wanted people to be scared and I wanted to create panic and all this other stuff. Oh, did I crucify Christ? Did I blow up the Titanic? Did I murder the Easter Bunny?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent, and as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family, and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Incredible. The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. Right now the fighting will be close at hand.
It is an incredible time to be alive. General Michael Flynn, multi-star general, former head of Defense Intelligence Agency. That's Pentagon Intelligence. One of the most important intelligence agencies of the 16, went public and said, we were ordered to create Al-Qaeda and ISIS and let them take over Syria. It was a conscious plan, and we don't like it. We don't stand with it. And I told you at the time, there is absolute war in the Pentagon between the State Department and a faction of the CIA on one side and factions of the CIA, Defense Intelligence, the U.S. Army on the other side. And I've been told this by, let's just say, active duty people. This is extremely dangerous. and we've talked about it hundreds of times here the last few years. You saw the military, including officers, holding up signs saying, I won't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force in Syria 2.5, 3 years ago. Rand Paul coming out saying we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Many of the officers hold up the signs, Infowars.com. We had Tosh Plumlee retire as a CIA contractor to go public here and say from NATO and from military, confirming shipping high-impact TOW missiles, Stinger missiles, and others directly to Syrian rebels via Turkey. And now, Volume 38, Number 1, January 7th, 2016, just came out this morning. It is a lengthy Cy Hirsch report, 14 pages long, that we will do a special report on the news about tonight and more in the third hour. It is unbelievable. This is a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. This is a man given CIA clearance to investigate. He is a listener. He's emailed back and forth with us, but never comes on the show. Now is the time. He has confirmed everything in triplicate, that there is a war between senior staff and different agencies. And I don't want to say the Navy and the Army, but the whole Navy's not bad, but the Navy has been siding basically with the globalist more than the Army. Because there is a cult of George Washington in the Army, and it's really hard to break it. Because they've done a lot of corrupt, bad stuff, but this is coming down to killing the country right now. And I know Jesse Ventura is a Navy man. I'm not bashing the Navy. We're going to go to him with big breaking news from his trip to Russia. But that is now all in here, that they're funding Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS in Turkey, sending them in with weapons. Then the other group of generals actually is in contact with Assad. This is in the New Yorker magazine, folks. Cy Hirsch, not Alex Jones now. Of course, we told you 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But this is confirmed. They then directly give Assad the intel on how to beat him. And that's why Colonel Schaefer came on a few months ago and said, we are now working with the Russians openly. We are going to destroy ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And I said, and that was from congressional secret meetings he was at. He put out the info here. He's authorized to do that. You understand? Authorized by the government to come on my show and tell you that. There is a full-on war close to Operation Valkyrie going on right now, where our own government doesn't want to be part of this. That is sections of this incredible evil. Now, the Navy SEALs didn't go along with the fake Bin Laden story. They just blew up their helicopter, didn't they? And I've talked to some of those families and people in person. They've been on the show years after I told you I met with them in person. Other families. But do you understand, folks, there is a full-on war right now for this country, and it's dangerous. Now, Jesse Ventura went to Russia to be part of a big press event. He was at an event Putin was at, had a chance to talk to him briefly, very interesting. But the big thing, Jesse, you haven't heard this excited in a while, was about the parallels between how Russia is changing and how America is changing. And I asked him to tell me more, and he said, well, you know, when I'm coming on the show, I'll just tell you then. That was last Friday, so he joins us now. He's got Off the Grid TV show. It's very popular and aired on different TV networks and things around the world, not just here in the United States. The story's up on Infowars.com. President Vladimir Putin personally thanked Jesse Ventura during Moscow visit. And I literally, during the three-minute break, was given this article and scanned over it. Richard had already read it and was getting ready to highlight it for me, but I checked the parts he talked about. I already knew all this, but here's Cy Hirsch admitting open war going on in the government. What do you think when they have top generals coming out saying this and top analysts saying we've been ordered to protect Al-Qaeda and ISIS? And yes, who'd you hear talk about this 3 years ago? Jesse Ventura. Myself and others, we've known what's going on, but now it's so out in the open, it's so dangerous, it makes my head spin. And yes, you've got neocons and you've got the Obama people on one side, and then you've got the rest of the military and more libertarian conservatives on the other. Now joining us is Jesse Ventura for the balance of the hour. Governor, thank you so much for coming on. I just broke all this here on air. Cy Hirsch just broke it this morning. We've discussed this over and over again. When you were on just a few months ago, we discussed this exact topic. So it's not breaking for us, but how incredible is this to have the most respected reporter in the world, in my view, I don't think that's disputed. Seymour Hersh coming out and confirming in a 14-page report this incredible information. It's military to military. Seymour Hersh on U.S. intelligence sharing in the Syrian war. Headline should be Civil War Inside the Federal Government Over Backing of Al-Qaeda. Jesse Ventura.
Well, first of all, Alex, that's stunning news. It's news to me. I knew nothing about it. I was working out this morning, and that's the first I've heard of it. It's not surprising. I will tell you this. Do you want to know why the Navy gets their pick? Because we've beaten Army 14 years in a row. So that's how they determine who's on top, whoever wins the Army-Navy game. And Navy's won 14 years in a row, so that's how come Navy gets priority. Anyway, humor aside, the situation you got now is because it all goes back to why are we there in the first place? When you truly look at it, you know, Alex, you and I have beefed over immigration and all that stuff, but here's where I stand now. I stand for this, and I stand with Major General Smedley Butler, the Marine who won 2 Congressional Medals of Honor. Our military shouldn't go over 500 miles from our own shore, so let's bring them home. Let's secure our borders with the U.S. military, both southern and northern borders, because we don't want to discriminate. And let's end all immigration to the United States. Take down the Statue of Liberty. Say it doesn't apply anymore. Because if you end just immigration to certain people, then you're discriminating. You either have, in the words of immigration, it has to be all or none.
No, I get there's two sides to it, and I want to get into that later. There's so much happening currently, but undoubtedly, how do you bring in people from Syria, a lot of them that invaded, not even vet them, and then let them attack? I mean, obviously, citizens get screened coming in. You get screened. I mean, a lot of these immigrants don't even get screened is the issue, Jesse, is the unfairness.
Well, the unfairness is, too, it's not the immigrants. If you look at the France attack, those were Belgian citizens. Those weren't immigration. Those weren't people. They weren't refugees.
Some of them
were
out of Greece, but you're right, somewhere in Europe. But let's expand on this before we get off on immigration. How big a deal is it? Is that it's? I mean, you were in some big panels with former CIA people, you name it. You're here to talk about your amazing experience in Russia, but we know the West has been funding and Turkey's been funding and buying the oil. That's all come out. Our own military is saying they don't want to go along with this. I mean, that's a pretty big deal,
Alex. This is all part of the culture of America today. We are a war culture. We must. Why do you think they tried to trump up the Cold War with the Russians again? Because we have to be at war all the time to support the military-industrial complex and all the money makers. You got to remember something. Anytime you go to war, there are war profiteers. There are people that make huge money off the war. No war is away from that. World War II, Korea, Vietnam, you name the war, and there are war profiteers, people who profit from those wars. So it's in their best interest to stay at war. It's in the best interest, they believe, of the United States to have a common enemy so that we're at war all the time. And when they couldn't find one, they came in with the war on drugs, which has proved to be a war against their very own citizens.
You're absolutely right.
Of the United States of America.
Well, let's start getting into Russia, because that's really the reason we're here. It's so important, and it ties into this. I mean, the very same people trying to overthrow Syria are trying to overthrow Ukraine, and then spending it that Russia did all this when George Soros and Brzezinski and others admit the State Department spent $5 billion engineering the overthrow of the elected government. That segues to your trip to Russia that was very interesting.
Yeah, no, I got to go. They carry off the grid is carried by RT America, Russian Television America, on Friday nights. And they won't have me on RTV. So isn't it ironic that a former governor has to go get his show on Russian television?
Well, so does Larry King.
So does Larry King. That's right. But no, RT is a tremendous station. I love the station. And they offered my wife and I all expenses paid to go to Moscow for their 10th anniversary. It was the 10th anniversary of Russian Television America. And I learned that President Putin was very instrumental in the creation of this television. It was there when he got there, but he really got behind it. And so there was rumor he would show up at the occasion that night. And sure enough, it was confirmed, and he did. And so it was remarkable to me to be honored, because they brought all the people who are on Russian television up on the stage, and to be honored. And I'm sitting there, it was like being in the Twilight Zone. I mean, here I am, a Vietnam veteran. I've lived through the entire Cold War. I've looked at these people with fear my whole life, because I've been brainwashed to do so. And I get over there and I find out, guess what? They're just like we are. They really and truly are the people. When I traveled there, I left here at night and traveled and got there at night. I'm driving to the hotel and I'm looking outside, and Minnesota is a very festive Christmas state when it comes to putting out lights and all the paraphernalia that goes along with the celebration of Christmas. Minnesota looked like pikers compared to Moscow. My wife and I had never seen so many decorations honoring and enjoying the festive holiday as we did driving at night in Moscow. I actually thought for a moment they took me up, they did circles up there for 10 to 12 hours and then landed me back in Minneapolis, because you know what the next thing I saw over there was?
No.
McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I truly thought, am I still in Minneapolis? But then, of course, you know, it went on and we went to the thing and Putin was there. Putin got up and gave a speech that was outstanding, and I have to back him up on it. He said that they would never interfere with our opinions on the show. He would never interfere in any of our creativity of we the talent could bring to Russian television America. And I have to tell you, I've been on there for 1 year now, and what he spoke was the truth, because they have never interfered one bit in anything I've talked about, any subject that I deem to give my opinion on.
I know I've not been censored. I've not been censored when I've come on your show, but that sounds so surreal that you take off in the middle of Winter Wonderland, you land back in the middle of Winter Wonderland, and you also talk about Putin coming over and talking to you. I want you to repeat that for folks. And then also talk about some of the other panels that you were part of, and your description of me that Russia's going in the right direction, it looks like, and we're going in the wrong direction. So.
Oh, you want me to go? I thought we were going to break. No, I'll go right there. No. President Putin was sitting there, and after I was honored, when he got up to leave, he came up the aisle and he expressly came over to me, and we shook hands and looked eye to eye, and he quietly leaned into me and he just said very quietly, "Thank you, Governor," which I was astounded over. Because first of all, he gave me my title, which I rarely get anymore in the United States of America. You know, people don't refer to me as the governor anymore, but yet he did. And the big thing out of Putin was his speech to me. You know, the guy is a dynamic speaker. And then being around Russia, it appears to me that they are heading towards this newfound freedom that they've discovered since the communists have fallen, and they now refer to them as the communists. We were given a bus tour where we drove all over Moscow to go to RT, the studios, and it required about a 45-minute drive, and we had a person on board showing us all the buildings and this and that. I got to see the old building that the KGB operated out of, and then we actually went into the Kremlin, and it's remarkable to go into the Kremlin. The museum inside the Kremlin is unbelievable. And then the biggest thing, I decided the last day I was going to be Wild and Woolly Jesse, so I wore my fringe jacket, I wore a do-rag, I had a pair of shades on, and I was looking like Jesse the Body. And I came walking, and there was a young couple, beautiful young couple, a boy and a girl, couldn't speak a word of English. But they came up to me so happy and so full of life, I couldn't believe it, because they were astounded over my clothing. You know, of what I was wearing. And that's the feeling I got over there. When I left Moscow, to me it was, these people are no different than people in Minnesota. There is no difference. The only difference we have is how we're getting orchestrated into hating each other for 50 years for no frickin' reason.
Well, that's right. Longer than that, let me just say my point on this, because it's a very important point. I've studied this in depth. Social engineers British royalty, the British Empire, basically, but also Wall Street, wanted to bring down the czars, and they had their own corruption, their own problems. It was feudal Russia. But in 1917, they funded the Bolsheviks out of the United States and England on record to take it down, bring it down. It was a color revolution, just like you see happening in Kiev and Ukraine right now, or in Syria. Rebels were sent in after World War I when Russia was weak at the end of it, who was our ally. We double-crossed them. I mean, this is our elites did. And we put the demons that are communist in there that killed tens of millions of people and then turned Russia into basically an enemy of free countries. And Russia did do some bad stuff, but it gave the United States the cover to do a lot of bad expansion in the name of stopping the domino theory. So that was the multi-leveled chess that the globalists were playing. Now Putin's kicked the oligarchs out, kicked the foreigners out. He's reversing the eugenics policies, reversing the communist programs, cutting taxes, and really following an Americana plan. The Russians love Levi's and what they see as Americana. They saw us as what they wanted to be. Solzhenitsyn saw that, but he saw that evil was here by the 90s. He left back and warned Russia, they're coming for you. And Putin went and met with him a lot and actually got woken up by Solzhenitsyn. They brought the Orthodox Church back, you name it. Russia is reforming because they've already hit rock bottom. We're now going into the greatest tyranny we've ever seen, bipartisan.
Yeah. I agree with you. I over there, I see this budding blossom of freedom happening, of people getting their shackles off, and you can feel it. Here, the shackles are going on. We got one on one ankle right now, and they're grabbing for the second ankle right now.
Well said.
And I see us, we are going in the opposite directions. Maybe to the same level. Maybe Russia will stop and will stop when they have everybody shackled down still. I don't know. I hope Russia keeps going in the direction that they're going. But we have to stop the direction we're going in. And to me, the way you stop it is, do you know, Alex, that right now, world opinion, if you ask anyone outside the United States, what country do you believe you'll most likely go to war with?
They say the United
States is number one.
Yes, very sad.
I think we should hang our head in shame over that. As a veteran, I do. I hang my head in shame. People think that's wonderful. They think that it's great that the rest of the world shakes in their boots, worried about whether the United States is going to attack them or not.
Let me bring this up, because I want to be clear, though, and I agree with you totally. Globalists have hijacked our country. They've hijacked Europe. They are using our name to do it. It's our responsibility to stop it. Polls show Americans don't like this imperialism. We're paying for it on top of it, and we're trying to reform ourselves. The problem is the militarists control both major parties. Now, expanding on that, I don't know if you saw the last Republican debate, but Santorum said it's time to punch the Russians in the nose, give them a bloody nose. Then Chris Christie said, I want to start shooting down their aircraft. And Rand Paul looked at him and said, well, if you know, want World War III, vote for these maniacs.
Exactly. You know what gets me? Every one of these big mouths that state all that and talk all that robust crap have never served themselves. They have nobody in the military. They don't have a dog in the fight. But they're happy to send your kids off to die. You know, if one of the first things I'd do, Alex, if I became president, I would work to pass a law that anyone that votes to go to war, they must pre-designate a family member, be it a nephew, somebody. They must pre-designate a family member who, when they take that vote to go to war, that family member immediately starts military service.
Well, that sounds very draconian, but if you go back to the age of chivalry that really ended about 200 years ago or so in Europe and Japan, you name it, didn't end until just about 50 years ago, they wouldn't follow
a
leader.
I don't care about draconian. I care that they need a dog in the fight. I'm 64 years old now, Alex, and I've watched us go through Korea, Vietnam, and all the rest of this.
Well, Governor, let me just agree with you, because hear my whole point. It sounds draconian, but it's not, because in every culture, if the king didn't put his sons in the front lines or if he didn't fight, no one would follow him. It's a default. And so I want to go one further. All these politicians, I don't care how old they are, who they are, there needs to be a provision that there's combat units just for them, that they've got a command from the front line when they call for war. I think they should be in the middle of it, Governor.
Well, you're not going to get that. Settle for mine. Mine. That they at least have to name a family member. Be it a daughter, a son, or somebody has to begin military service at the point of the vote.
agree.
Alex, I was asked one time by Jason Lewis, a right-wing talk show host here in Minnesota. I think he's running for Congress now. You know, but I was asked by him one time. He said it's a huge decision to make the decision to go to war. It's a difficult decision. And I looked at Lewis. I said, "No, look, Jason. I said it's an easy decision."
Stay there, Governor. We got to go to break. Come back and tell us the story. Right. Jesse Ventura, hot interview.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. If you'd like to talk to him, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, we've still got free shipping going today. It was going to end Sunday or so, but it's been left up at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want any of the great products, the Hillary for President t-shirt, the Mulan Lave t-shirts, that special will run until tomorrow morning, but we are going to pull the free shipping. And I really just want to thank everybody that has bought products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. When you buy the high-quality Mexican organic coffee from Chiapas, you're getting what I think is some of the best coffee out there at a very low price and a free coffee cup. InfoWars coffee cup made in America. That's two bags of the coffee, and then you get a free coffee mug, a $9 value. When you buy the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, you're not just getting the truest, purest iodine that we could ever find, the best that anybody out there has. I mean, we've done our research that blocks the bad halogens like fluoride, helps clean out the thyroid. It's just amazing what it does for me. Talk about energy. Whoa. Try a bottle. You know you're supporting the broadcast. 20% off that. 33% off some of the package deals of some of the products. But regardless, you are funding InfoWars.com. You are funding the Nightly News, this syndicated radio show. When you go get the Deep Cleanse Pack and get 33% off, when you get some of the other specials that are there, this is how we fund this operation. The Essentials Pack, 33% off. Super Male or Female Vitality, Silver Bullet, and Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. I know this. I've had colds before that antibiotics don't kick, and Silver Bullet, for me personally, did. Does that mean Silver Bullet's a total Silver Bullet? No. But the properties of 30 parts per million colloidal silver have been known for a long time. That's why old timers would put, you know, silver dollars in their milk jugs in their root cellar to keep it, you know, fresh longer. Check it out for yourself, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But again, I want to thank all of you that are supporters and that do buy the products, because shopping with the good guys is what makes all this possible. Voting with your dollars separately. We've run a special for 15 years since I started my subscription site for my films, live events, other documentary films, ebooks, you name it. But for now, 4 years, we've had the InfoWars Nightly News. It's all archived there, HD, and you pay it forward. When you get a $5.95 a month membership, it helps fund us then putting out most of what we do for free on YouTube and other platforms. But we've got to have the money to produce it. People are like, well, then why should I pay for it if it's free to others? That's the whole point. And a lot of folks get that. Some don't. You get first use, HD. A lot of it's exclusive, like the commercial-free podcast, special events. There is exclusive stuff there. But 90% of it is given away the next day to everybody. That's the whole point in the info war. Billionaire globalists give all this money to, you know, overthrow our freedoms, come after our guns, like Bloomberg. You have to then spend $5.95 a month to help fund this truly independent libertarian operation. So I want to salute those of you that have and encourage those of you that haven't to go sign up today. It takes about 60 seconds with a credit card or PayPal or other systems to sign up. Then you get a username and passcode. Now, the username, folks, will let 20 people sign up, 20 people sign up or sign in for free. 20 people can go log in when you sign up once simultaneously for $5.95 a month. Now, that's the normal yearly membership. It's half off, ladies and gentlemen, 6 months free. We're only running it this December into early January. We've always offered 5 months free. We're doing 6 months free because bandwidth prices have gone down. We're able to do this more affordably. That's how each membership can be used by 20 people. This is so exciting. So please share your membership with friends and family and sign up for a year and get 6 months free. When I say half off, when you normally sign up for a year, you get 2 months free. So it's $54.95 normally. Right now it's $36.50 off. That's because you're signing up for a year and getting 6 months free. It would be like, you know, 70-something bucks, but with the 2 months free, it's $54. And then with the 6 months, three is 36. So that's how that works out. $36, sign up for a year. 20 people can watch for an entire year and help fund the operation and download it and keep copies on your computer, burn it to disk, give it to friends. That's how we reach people, is you taking action. So don't thank me for all the success of InfoWars. We want to thank you. And our job is supporting other independent media. Other media that isn't controlled and tells it like it is. That's why I promote what Jesse Ventura does. It's why he has me on his show. It's why I promote Ron Paul's channel. It's why the folks that put him on cable in Houston have put me on there. We all just work together. Drudge promotes us. We promote Drudge. WorldNet Daily promotes us. We promote WorldNet Daily. This is what it's all about, is coming together to promote basic liberty and freedom in this country. Now, going back to the former Minnesota governor, Jesse Ventura, whose own TV show got censored. That's Inside Baseball, but I wish he'd tell that story sometime. It's pretty revealing. He just got back from Russia. amazing talks with CIA former people at panels, you name it. Governor, let's get into more of what you witnessed in Russia. Then I want to shift gears into Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump being buddies. You now know Vladimir Putin, and of course you're friends with Donald Trump. That's quite a story right there as well.
I guess so. Well, the big thing was they also had panel discussions over there with moderators and things like that. You could sit in on them. And the one I found very interesting, there were two former lifetime CIA people who are now retired, one of a whistleblower. And the real thing, we were dealing with communication. So that's what they kind of centered everything about, because it's television. And they talked about how all of this surveillance that they're putting the United States people under, violating our Fourth Amendment rights, and they've got us all now under surveillance. Clearly, both guys said it doesn't work and won't work. And they said the clear example is what just took place in Southern California. If the surveillance worked, these people would have been apprehended before they did what they did. So clearly, it's a snow job. They can't protect you with this surveillance. Both men were very clear on that you're not going to be protected any better by putting everyone under surveillance, all your emails, all your telephone calls. And basically, they told us that they all are. Now, whether or not they get the places, but basically, they said the entire United States is under surveillance right now.
Well, Drake has been on, William Binney's been on, the former head of technical for the NSA, and they said it's even worse than what you're saying. You're absolutely right. They are taking in so much data that then any real data gets lost like a needle in a haystack.
Exactly. That's what these two guys said. They said they may get the data, but there's so much of it because they're not targeted. They're doing this blanket coverage of putting every person's email under surveillance that they can't possibly find, you know, the bad ones slip by. You know, they may find a few, but there's going to be some that slip by.
Well, let's go further. It actually came out in the Associated Press and Reuters that the FBI was investigating the mosque and these two reported shooters, but was ordered by Obama administration and the Civil Rights Task Force to stop it 2 years ago. So it's even beyond that. It's even worse than that. But you're right. They're using the threat of terror to take our liberties and to launch all these new wars. Remember, Saudi Arabia supposedly was involved in the attacks, which we now know with 28 pages. So we attack Iraq. And Governor, do you feel vindicated? Because when you 4 years ago did your big 9/11 special and interviewed all those experts, you got demonized nationally for bare minimum saying Saudi Arabia was involved and our government stood down. We know it's worse than that. And you look at Building 7 on national TV, never before done. I mean, that was truly groundbreaking material. And now that stuff's all been verified. It's all come out.
Well, I feel personally vindicated. I'm not sure if the public has taken the stigma off me yet, because the public still loves to keep the blinds in front of their eyes for whatever reason. They like the comfort zone. They don't want to know the truth. And so I personally feel vindicated. You know, if they'd release these 28 pages that show a direct monetary from the hijackers to Saudi Arabia, which Senator Graham and Congressman Cook assured me that's what's in it. They've read it. And if that be the case, then that does change 9/11 completely. And then it begs the question, why in hell did we invade Iraq? You know, I don't know. Did you ever see that special Vince Bugliosi did about prosecuting George Bush for murder? If you haven't, watch it.
I've seen it. We had Bugliosi on to promote it. It's very powerful.
Oh, I watched it the other day and was fuming out my ears.
But see, I'm bipartisan, just like you are. I wonder if Bugliosi is going to expose Obama for all the wars he's been involved in.
Unfortunately died.
That's right. That's right.
Vince passed away a year ago.
I knew that. I forget when people have died. The older you get, it's like you start talking about somebody and you go, oh, wait a minute, they're dead.
Yeah, unfortunately, Vince went to the other side about a year ago, and I'll truly miss him, because he and I differed greatly on the killing of Kennedy, but we still were able to remain good friends.
Boy, he sure was wrong about that.
Very much.
I mean, Kennedy is open and shut. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I don't know why. And, you know, I'm reading a book right now, Alex, that's phenomenal. Talbot wrote it. It's on Alan Dulles.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I encourage people, get this book. It will show you there's even tie-ins from Alan Dulles to Donald Rumsfeld.
I knew that. Through L.L. Lemnitzer. Yeah, Rumsfeld first worked for L.L. Lemnitzer, who Eisenhower fired when he came up with the Northwoods plan.
Well, anyway, this book by Talbot's phenomenal. It deals totally with Alan Dulles from when he took over the CIA all the way through till he died. I'm not even finished. I'm just up to the Kennedy killing right now. But it's an unbelievable book that I encourage people, if you got the guts, read it, to read the truth about how they this guy murdered people throughout the world, so how easy would it be for him to just turn around and murder our president? He murdered other presidents.
Well, let me just say, in Texas, in Austin, and in Dallas, when you get around rich people and famous people and folks involved in these administrations, I have actually been on airplanes and at parties where people sit around shooting their mouth off about killing that son of a bitch, JFK. I mean, it's not hidden around here, and that's why LBJ, in front of his mistress, who I interviewed, many other people, just walked around bragging about it. I mean, it wasn't even debated. I mean, my grandmother dated one of LBJ's hitmen before she got married. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It became part of the world then, because they were being so successful throughout the rest of the world, overthrowing if any country elected a president who was at all leftist or at all for the people and not for big industry or corporations, the United States would go in there and overthrow their governments. It's horrible when you read about it.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying. Now, again, let's drill in here to this Donald Trump situation.
Okay.
And the situation that ties into Putin and Hillary, because I guess you know all three of these people, but I guess Trump the best. Hillary's come out and said that Putin has journalists killed, and I'm sure Putin isn't perfect, but I've never seen the cut and dry evidence of it, and now Donald Trump has fired back defending Putin. I mean, imagine if Trump did get in, and then we didn't have to have a new Cold War with Russia. Imagine actually trying to have peace. I think that's what really puts Donald Trump in danger. But let's go to this clip.
Final question about Vladimir Putin. When you were pressed about his killing of journalists, you said, I think our country does plenty of killing, too. What were you thinking about? Killing sanctioned by the U.S. government is like killing journalists.
Well, I think, number one, I think Hillary, when she was Secretary of State, made some horrible, horrible decisions, and thousands and thousands and even hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. I mean, you look at what went on in Libya. You look at so many bad decisions that she made. She's incompetent, as far as I'm concerned.
That's
you
not
look
killing
at her
by the United
incompetent.
States government, though.
As
it's
far
like,
as the reporters are concerned,
killing.
As far as the reporters are concerned, obviously I don't want that to happen. I think it's horrible. But in all fairness to Putin, you're saying he killed people. I haven't seen that. I don't know that he has. Have you been able to prove that? Do you know the names of the reporters that he's killed? Because I've been, you know, you've been hearing this, but I haven't seen the name. Now, I think it would be despicable if that took place, but I haven't seen any evidence that he killed anybody in terms of reporters.
Here's what Mitt Romney tweeted about that. He said there's an important distinction here. Thug Putin kills journalists and opponents. Our presidents kill terrorists and enemy combatants.
All right, let's stop right there. Okay, there's no proof, no conviction.
Really, we just kill terrorists and enemy combatants and doctors, right?
But they don't have any proof. It's like they say that I say that.
Yeah,
there's
Alex, I'm just adding, they forgot to put in doctors.
I agree.
Remember when we attacked doctors without borders?
Well, they also attacked press stations. They
murdered 40 of them.
They blew up the Belgrade national TV station, killing a bunch of people in Serbia.
Yeah. So, you know, people need to understand the United States of America isn't clean on this. We've been doing dastardly things throughout the world my entire life.
Governor, I totally agree with you, but here's my angle. They claim you got pulled over drunk in L.A. at the airport when you weren't in L.A. and weren't drunk and there was no police record. They claim that you made fun of dead Navy SEALs with no proof. You went in court. You can't get your name back in some areas. It's the same thing with me. They say every day things I never said, and now they say it about Putin. Where is the proof? Their proof is Mitt Romney says so? I mean, again, that's crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree totally. You know, a guy with magic underwear, I'm going to believe him. Anyway, I shouldn't have said that, I guess. But I had to throw a little comedic back at it. But, you know, that's the whole thing. Who do you believe? Because we get fed so much propaganda in this country. About 2 years ago, Vladimir Putin did a major speech that was carried throughout the world, yet no one in the United States carried this speech. Why? Why? Why aren't we allowed to hear what the guy has to say?
That's like Nazi Germany wouldn't let foreign media in. That's a exactly. Real crime of totalitarianism. The old Russia wouldn't
Alex,
let
Alex, we're behaving like Germany. Look at our cops out on the street today. They don't look like police officers. They look like Nazi stormtroopers.
And that has been the federal government pushing their whole agenda.
Whatever is pushing it, we need to look in the mirror. Because if you read about 1930s Germany, you compare to what's going on here today, it's identical, people. Wake up.
Did you see a lot of police in Moscow?
You see a few, sure. Yeah, I mean, the Kremlin's, you know, you got to go through security to get into the Kremlin.
How were they dressed?
Huh?
How were the Russian police dressed?
They're dressed more like Cossacks. Well, I don't know. They're dressed more joyously. They wear, like, those big coats and big hats, you know?
Hey.
I don't know how to describe. They're dressed like the stereotype you see in the movies.
I know. We need to get you in one of those outfits, Jesse. You look pretty imposing.
Slovak, that's close.
No, I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. You'd be scary looking in one of those outfits. Stay right there. We'll be right back with Jesse Ventura on your phone call.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinet, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of free shipping and unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off on top of free shipping. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off and again free shipping. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout and we'll ship their gifts free directly to them. We're talking about game-changing gifts and they're all available with free shipping and massive discounts this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Before you slip into
the thing I like about, and by the way, Jesse's with us in other segments, we get to all your calls. The thing I like about the fact that we're able to broadcast 3-4 hours a day is we can really get into some long-form ideas and really break some things down. And that's why I like Donald Trump. For all of his problems, nobody's perfect. You know, he says, hey, we shouldn't be bombing all these countries. We should come home and rebuild America. Well, that's what Jesse Ventura says. And then they criticize Trump because that's not a Republican talking point. Well, it's just a common sense talking point. We're going bankrupt. We have to rebuild this country. I'm now stealing Ventura's thunder, but he was preaching to me during the break that that was important to do, and I totally agree with him. I mean, what's the military-industrial complex going to do if they fully bankrupt this country, Governor?
Well, that's just it. We've spent over $1.7 trillion, trillion, in the war on terror over there, and we've accomplished nothing.
I think it's more than that.
I say you bring the troops home, use them to secure your borders, and take this defense money and start rebuilding America. Do people in this country realize every time we drop a bomb, that could be a new bridge, and that could be jobs to people building that bridge? It's time to come home, fix up our country, take care of our backyard.
And that is not a Democrat talking point.
Handle their own problems.
And that's not a Democratic talking point. Whenever Trump says that, they accuse him of being a Democrat. You're not a Democrat, Jesse. That's just common sense.
Hell no, I'm not either. I'm your independent who's always been independent. I'm a free thinker, but I know the difference between right and wrong.
Absolutely. Let's go to Nick in Michigan. He's a Marine vet. You're on the air. Go ahead, Nick.
Governor Ventura, it's an absolute honor to talk to you. This is a question for really both you guys. I'm a Marine veteran. My oldest brother is still active duty. I have a younger brother who also served. My dad served. And now my youngest brother, who has a college education, he's looking to enlist in the Marine Corps right now. And me and my dad and my one brother are trying to talk him out of going in the Marine Corps. What would you say to somebody in that situation who has a college degree?
I would say don't do it because the vaccines alone is a death sentence. I mean, it hurts them bad. But, Governor, what's your view on this? Thank you, Nick.
But my view is simple. I come from a similar family. Everyone in both my mother and father were World War II vets, and everyone in my family served. That's an individual thing, a decision someone has to make, and that's their decision to make. What I say to young people is this. Always remember, if you take that step and you raise and take an oath, remember in that oath, you're taking an oath to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and never forget
that
you took an oath to do that.
That's right. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Another call from Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Jonesy, Mr. Governor, with the upper and lower arcana at hand with the globalists, Trump has to seal the deal for the presidency before the book of tricks gets fully implemented. Trump needs to have a dog in the fight and make a masterpiece of a deal with the American people and the establishment. If he doesn't make America great again, then he should take his name off the buildings.
Sure. What's your question for Governor Ventura? Because we have limited time.
Sure. I want to know if Mr. Ventura believes Trump to be legitimate or part of the CEO elite class.
That's a really great question. Jesse?
Well, I think Trump is his own man in a lot of ways. I don't know for certain. Don't take it to the bank. But he was involved in the independent movement. He actually came to a fundraiser in Minnesota way back in the 90s when I ran as an independent for governor. And Donald's always kind of rattled his sword about running. I never believed he actually would. And then this year he fired. And I said, I don't believe it. I think Donald does it for the publicity. He's a brilliant man. This year he actually has done it. And this year he looks like he's going to see it through till the end. And, you know, the guy can do what he wants. He's got enough money to where he can't be stopped on the monetary end.
So there you go. Jesse Ventura says he's his own man. I agree with that. I've now had some behind-the-scenes stuff, and Ventura's had a lot of it, and Trump's for real. Does that mean he's perfect? Absolutely not. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Final segment with Ventura. More calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.